Thanks for listening to Jets Fifth Quarter Coverage. For more locker room reaction, subscribe to the 98.7 ESPN New York Jets podcast in the ESPN app or Apple Podcasts. And keep listening to the home for Jets football, 98.7 ESPN.
Todd, can you talk about the play of the offense? 8 straight possessions where you scored, and more importantly, getting back to 3-3 on the season.
I thought they did a great job controlling the ball and controlling the clock. Obviously, the rush attempts, the yardage wasn't as high, but the rush attempts in 36 controlled the ball game and allowed Sam to throw the football. I thought they did a good job taking what they gave them and getting back to 3-3. We're right back in the thick of these things. We got one more to go at home, but we got to capitalize on these things. The game wasn't perfect by no means, but, you know, the growth of the team, we probably would have lost this one a year ago or a couple weeks ago. So to win ugly for us is a pretty good thing, and it shows a sign of maturity. We just got to keep working.
What's been the biggest difference in the last couple of weeks? You're saying that you would have lost a game like this earlier?
Just the guys' confidence in each other. They're working hard. They're trusting each other. They're understanding each other and their study habits, and they know the big picture, so that's been the difference.
How big were you to take with the...
They were huge, you know. They were huge because the defense was very spotty otherwise, and we had some breakdowns here and there. So the takeaways in every game were huge for us.
Do you like that is becoming a trademark of this team right now? You got 15 takeaways, I believe, after 6 games.
Well, takeaways solves a lot of problems. Obviously, there's some things we got to fix, but takeaways isn't one of them. We just got to continue to work at it.
What did you notice about your team's resiliency?
Like I said, I always knew they were tough and they hang together and they stay together. It's just the growth of the game that's coming with different guys communicating and talking to each other and spending time around each other, and they're starting to play that way.
Facing that style of defense where they're not going to give you too many deep balls, how Sam handled himself and, you know, some of the patience he showed.
I thought he did a good job. I thought he hurried the one on the turnover, but everything else, he took what they gave him. He understood what was going on. The game slowed for him. He played a heck of a ball game for the most part.
So, Todd, you're thinking with 42 seconds left before the half to not to just take a knee. Why did you...
Oh, that's enough time for us in 2 minutes. We practice that every day. We knew we were getting the ball back, but if we got positive yards on first down, we were going to take a run at it. We got some positive yards, and we took our run.
Does that speak to your trust in Sam?
Trust in the offense. You know, it's something we do every day against the defense, and we try to do it every week with our 2-minute drill. So, you know, we were going pretty good on offense, so it was good to have.
Todd, how critical was that sequence in the second quarter? He turned the ball over twice, but the defense holds them field goals, touchdowns.
I mean, that's big. You know, obviously the game was only 7 points, 8 points. The game was only 8 points, so those carry on big in the fourth quarter. We just got to learn how to do some of the little things in the second half and continue to get better.
Were you disappointed in the inability to stop Matt? It was almost like a Mack truck or lack of pressure on the quarterback?
The lack of pressure, no. The runner, Mac, we had some things that we botched up on the inside that we'll fix this week. He's a great quarterback. Like I said, he's an outstanding quarterback, and they had a good scheme on offense, and we knew there were a lot of underneath balls that were going to be out early. If we don't get the sacks, we get the turnovers, so I'm very happy with the turnovers, which I'd much rather have.
What was Casey's role today?
He was a casual observer.
Was he down with you downstairs?
He was upstairs.
From the beginning of the season. What particular areas have you noticed the biggest strides from Sam?
Like I said, just understanding the offense for him. You knew he could throw. You knew he had patience and everything like that. Just the growth of the offense coming around him and understanding everything and making his checks and getting out of the huddle quicker to help us function faster.
What's the word on Quincy?
Right now it's an ankle. He's got to get some tests run.
Myers went 7-for-7, kicks a ton of touchbacks. How surprising has his performance been this season?
Well, we knew he had a strong leg. You know, sometimes kickers run their course at their place and they need a new beginning, and he's gotten off to a great start with us, and he had a heck of a ball game.
Any other injuries?
May has a hand. I think it's a thumb. He's got to get x-rays on, and Pryor had a groin.
Do you like the way the offense continues to evolve with different targets? Last week was Robbie stepping up. This week, Jermaine got into the mix big time after a Q accident.
Like I said earlier, you know, we're going to have different people step up to win ball games. We're not going to win games with the same guys every time. And through the course of the season, different guys are going to have to step up, and they're showing that week by week, and that's the only way you can win in this league.
What did it mean for you and for the team to have Casey here, even if he was just a casual observer?
I mean, it was a big lift. It was a big lift for him, just like it was a big lift for us, just seeing him walk around and associate with the guys again, and those guys' smiles on their faces, the way they have those relationships with him was good to see.
Did they know he was going to be here today?
No, they did not.
When did they find out?
When he came in the locker room and he went around to the guys and talked to them.
What was your reaction?
I wasn't out there, but I'm assuming it was pretty good.
Take up more?
Coach, you may not show up in the stat sheet, but your tight ends do a great job in a running game and also aiding the offense as a whole. How important is that position for your team, and how do you see your tight ends playing so far?
Well, that's part of it. I mean, they got to be part offensive lineman and part receiver, so those guys don't get a lot of credit. It's really an enviable job, or whatever you want to call it, but they do a great job blocking. They get their shots. They don't get as many of the receivers, but they take advantage of their opportunities, and all those guys chipped in good today.
How do you think the secondary fare, Todd, you know, down Shermaine and Buster?
Up and down. There's some things we got to work out. Obviously, some experience needed here and there, but overall, they knew what the game plan was, and they did enough for us to win.
Do you have any better idea about the KC situation going forward, or is it still going to be into this week when you'll know?
I'm hoping to know something tomorrow afternoon with his appointment.
Very good. Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Thanks for listening to Jets Fifth Quarter Coverage. For more locker room reaction, subscribe to the 98.7 ESPN New York Jets podcast in the ESPN app or Apple Podcasts. And keep listening to the home for Jets football, 98.7 ESPN.